Well, you're feeling that, I'll just start just on the basic of bringing others to God. I suppose that's my main focus, I think. The greatest doctrine in the Bible is to love God. We know, and what I really like about that greatest doctrine that Jesus said about loving God is that it's personal. You shall love the Lord your God, etc. So what I see is, in preaching, our main goal and our main purpose is to bring each person to really love God, to fall in love with God. And fundamentally, I think that's what we're there for. When we think we're ambassadors of God, like Dick said before, I think it's ambassadors of God to bring people to fall in love with God. And I think from that, all other things flow. Ah, there we go. Great. Just leave that one up first. That'll be good. So the question is, how can we bring people to love God? And I think just a few things. I think always pray. You know, when that the apostles went to Thyatira, and I think they went down by the water or somewhere, there was a woman called Lydia. And it says, whose heart the Lord opened. So I think a lot of the work is God's. I mean, we've got to preach like Duncan says, but we pray to God that he would open people's hearts and help our work that we do for him. So I think praying. I think it's really important when we teach people, when we preach to people, that we preach to people how they can really love God. I think that's got to be in the gospel. And we can do that through the sacrifice of Jesus and what God did in sending his son and the sufferings that God had in his son and what he achieved in that. We can do it. I like to Psalm 18 is one of my favourite. Just read a little bit. Because David says, I love you, Lord. And I'm like, okay, why do you love God to say that I love you? Because he says, you're my strength and you're my rock and you're my fortress and my deliverer. You're my strong rock. That's why I can trust in you. You're my shield. You're the horn of my salvation. You're my high tower and I can call upon you. And I think if we sort of teach those things about how incredible God is and how he's always there and what he is to us and he's our salvation and our rock, etc., and the one that saves us. I think that that's the best thing that we can do in life. There's nothing greater than bringing a person to a personal love of God. I think another way of bringing people to love God is to show love ourselves and to practice love ourselves towards all people. And I think in that love is that when we practice love, it's purity and morality. Especially when we go into missionary areas where personally I've seen not some good experiences of people's morality. It's difficult because, you know, when we were in the Philippines, you know, you walk outside your hotel door in Manila and you're bombarded with people selling all kinds of stuff, and you only have to walk about five steps and some guy, they don't have, like the prostitutes on the corner, like in Australia, you know, you go to an area and they're there. But on the corners or wherever you go, they have these guys and they just stick these photos of women in your face. And you say, no, go away. And then they follow you. Tonight, they'll say, you know. And to see the poverty of people over in those sort of places and to see how they'll do anything to get money, I think is difficult. And I'm really strong, personally, on that we really need to show respect and morality towards people wherever we preach. Our love must be shown in action towards all people. I think another way that we can teach the love of God, teach people to love God, is actually to be servants to them. And not to tell them that we're there to colonise them and that we're the ones that know all the answers and that the way that they should do it is the way that I tell you to do it. I don't think that really helps a person come to love God, but more to follow you, to be a passive follower of whatever you might say, which again is kind of easy to do in third world countries because they're used to being colonised by people. So that's what I think is the great work. So I just want to have a bit of a chat about Mindanao now and what we did. I went over with Duncan a couple of years ago. That was my introduction. It's a pretty wild introduction, actually. We went down to an island in the south of the Philippines, Mindanao, and it was in the south. It's pretty dangerous, and it was certainly not a great experience, and the person that we had guiding us around was certainly not to be trusted. In fact, we left early because we couldn't trust him. So from that introduction, I took over kind of just right into contacts in the Philippines, and after a year, I stumbled across a really good contact named Luigi, who was in this island, Mindanao, in the south. And so I thought, well, you know, it's time to go over. And Stephen Jones and I went over. And what Luigi did, this guy in this northern part of Mindanao, is that he organised a two-day Bible camp with another 21 people from his college. He got them 21 people to come along to a two-day Bible camp that Steve and I ran. I reckon that's pretty phenomenal to get another 21 young people to do that. And there they are. There's the group of young people they had, beautiful young people, all about 18 to 22. And wow, did they just lapped up everything that we talked about. We did a lot of talks over 2 days, kept them short, but we talked about things in the order I guess we believe they should be talked about. Love was our first talk, then faith, then grace, then the Spirit, and then the kingdom of God, death and resurrection, sin, the devil and Satan, and all those other things like that, and baptism. So we covered all of those things over 2 days. And they were really attentive, and we still have communication with quite a lot of those people there. Two of them were really moved, Luigi and another guy called Ken out of that group, and they came with us down a little bit further south in the island of Mindanao, where we had another four contacts. Just press the next one, I think. And the next one. Aha, so here we come, down to the next one. And these, what we did was we had a day Bible camp, and we had, I'll show you over here, that's Luigi, the guy who's been baptised. I'll show you the picture next of him. And that's Ken. And these two guys are really, really enthusiastic. They were at that first camp with the 22 young people. And these are the other two guys that we had in down further south in the island of Mindanao that came along. They came in the afternoon, but in the all morning and early afternoon, we had another two people with Luigi and Ken. And these two guys were fantastic. This guy here is an older guy. His name's Joel. And wow, did he have an amazing knowledge of the Bible, same as Ian, the other guy. And Joel really believed almost all of the same stuff as we did. And as a result of that, about a week later, I got an email from Ian, the guy in the white, and said, I want to get baptized. So we sent over some money for him to travel up to where Luigi and Ken were, and Luigi baptized him up there. So he's baptized and Luigi is baptized. And if you have a look at the next one, I think probably got... and there's Luigi just after his baptism. So where they're up to now is Luigi and Ken, those two guys that came down with us, are now setting up a Bible study group at college, and they've just asked us for 15 Bibles they need, because they've got 15 people. So they've got Bibles, but they want another 15 to give to these people that they've got to organise to come along to a Bible study class every week. That's on top of the 22. Some of those would be out of that 22, but they've got 15. And they also asked us for... They've found a guitar over there. which costs in Australian dollars about $50. So they said, could we get $50 so that we could buy this guitar so that we can have worship along with our Bible study group. So these guys are really motivated, so I pray for them. I pray for them all the time, and if we can too, that these guys can do something really big, because they're quite capable, and maybe God's got a great, and hopefully God's got a great work over there. That's where it's up to at the moment. It's a little bit slow in a way. It's hard. There was other contacts that we had when we got over there that we rang up, but it's really hard to communicate over the phone because of their limited English. Face to face is a lot easier. So we did have some other contacts, but they never, the meeting just never happened. We misunderstood each other and things like that. But at least with these guys and the other few a bit down further south in Mindanao, it worked out really well. So that's it. Thank you.